JazakAllah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, grant you afiyah and good health. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you once again. Mufti Sahib, be ready for the question and answer.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ever ready, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, do you have a son for my daughter? Hope he is well learned just like you. How do we get into your family? We need your knowledge and expertise on daily issues. Life would be a bless.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So yesterday was a lady, she wanted me. So now I'm tired and retired. So now they want my son. But the problem is I got only 1,000 sons, not one son. All Ruhani children, all my students in different parts of the world. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala didn't give us children, so He said, I must study more and more and more and more. Rabbi zidni ilma. Wherever you are, inshallah, always remain positive with the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and read 2 rakat salat. For knowledge, keep on reading Rabbi zidni ilma. Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge. Chapter 20, verse 114. And Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen. Fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alameen. In the entire wide whole world, ya Allah. For marriage, for your son, for your daughter, grandchildren, keep on reading Surah 25, verse 74. Encourage them as well. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us our spouses and grant us our children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes. One secret I will share with you. If you really want to go far in life and you really want Islamic knowledge, then you must always make dua and say, Ya Allah, through the wasila barakah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept my dua. Always take the duas of your parents and then you will go far, and your teachers. Even you have difference of opinion with your teachers, but go and show them how much you love them, how much you respect them, and you will see that how much dua they will make for you. So that is the secret to success Islamically, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I take heart medication that you put under your tongue and you don't swallow it. It dissolves naturally. Does this nullify the fast?
100% it will nullify the fast. Once it dissolves, then obviously you're going to swallow it. Any form of food, solids, liquids, medication, that it enters the mouth, enters the nose, and obviously that will go to the stomach, so that will then nullify the fast. If you have to do this every day, my brother, my sister, then remember that you shouldn't fast, but you will pay fidya. Fidya is the compensation enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 184. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تُعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. And you have to pay it 40 rand per day. But it don't mean every day you have to pay. You just make EFT, mashallah, and to the Majlisul Ulama in PE, or whichever organization, Qasimul Ulum Day in Cape Town, where our students and ulama are who studied in Darum Nukar. So mashallah, like that, any organization you know are bona fide and 100% genuine, and they're not pocketing the money. So you send to them and transfer to them 1,200 rand for the whole month. The money must be given to poor Muslims only. So that is what you should do. Fidya is for those who are advanced in age. They don't have the taqat, the strength, the stamina to fast, or for people who are al-marizu da'im. Perpetually, chronically, always throughout the year they ill. You are my sister, you're pregnant, you're breastfeeding, you are my brother, you musafir. So all that will not apply to you, because you will get better and you will come back home. So it is only for these two categories, as I explained.
Mufti Sahib, it's school holidays now. Can I swim in the sea while fasting?
If you know how to swim, then it's fine. Otherwise, a guy like me goes in the ocean, then you go in Natal, here, South Africa, Durban, and you come out there in Cape Town, brother. So then obviously not permissible. I would not encourage it. You must remember that you go and swim in the pool or in the ocean and so forth. But we're discussing something academically. If you are such a good swimmer and you know to keep your head above board and no water goes in your mouth and so forth, so then the fast will be valid. But obviously, you can't be going with a, you know, swimming costume and exposing your thighs and all that. The woman goes in her personal pool also with the bikini and stikini and all that. So obviously, all that is haram. So we need to take all these factors also into consideration.
Mufti Saab, why do Muslims get arrested for making dua for Palestinians in Mecca and Medina when they are our own Muslim brothers? Has the Jews taken over Saudi already?
Remember that our three harams, as the people call it, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, is under the jurisdiction of the Jews. Fridays in Makkah, there no imam is allowed to make dua against the jutlas. So what does that tell you? So remember that. Second one, now in Witr they are making dua, but Jummah time they don't make dua. Second thing is this, MBS is a pakka, murtad, shaitan, harami, whatever title you can use for him, you must use. And the Salafi scholars who are a disgrace to humanity, taking money from the Saudi regime and lining up like beggars there at the embassy, zillatul ulama, indal aghniya, and this is the disgrace of ulama. Therefore, they can't speak the truth. They have to compromise, apologize, and I challenge any Salafi alim in the world, come and tell me your MBS is a Muslim. Is a pakka murtad. Waman shakka fi kufri fa wa murtadun. You got doubt regarding him, you yourself, you're a murtad, and so forth. How many of them I challenge them? And they all just run away. They don't know what to do for buhit alladhi kafar. So remember, so that is what's happening there. Because the ummah puts a lot of pressure, they say, Kali Kali, just make some dua, you understand, for Palestine and so forth. So what should Shuraim resign? And he saw all these type of things already. So إِذَا عَجَزْتُمْ أَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ فَلَا تَقُولُ الْبَاطِلِ. When you can't speak the truth, then don't go speak all batil and false things. Resign. So you must remember at CII when they told me, no, you must speak less about the Shias. And they say, bye, you keep your radio station and Allah will give us. Yeah, Allah gave us Markaz. So always do things for the pleasure and love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Quran says that إِيَّعَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. What a beautiful verse. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, when you, Allah Ta'ala knows there's goodness in your heart and you want to do something, but now Allah will take something away from you. But if you are sincere, then Almighty Allah will give you a better replacement as well. إِيَّعَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. And go and read that in chapter 8, Surah Anfal, and verse number 70.
Mufti Saab, this is Roger. I'm a pilot. Muslims traveling abroad eat while the sun is not yet set, while they are fasting. They say they are following the time of their country. I want to know, when do they break their fast? Because we fly against time, so I can make the necessary announcement for the Muslim passengers.
Excellent question, my brother Roger. We really, really appreciate it. We didn't tell us which airline you are the pilot for, but you don't have to mention that. So what you must do, Roger, is this, that first you must know that what time does our iftar take place. Iftar means that when are we going to break our fast. When people are airborne,
We don't work with the time on the land, on the sand, or the country from where you departed or where you're going to land in and so forth, your destination. There at that spot, you look at sunset and after sunset. So it's not at sunset, my brother Roger, it's after sunset. Once you are sure, then you must announce for the Muslim brothers and sisters, your time is up now and you can break your fast. So my name is Roger and I've heard this from AK. You don't have to say that long story that. You must just say that that is what Islam has taught us and so forth and so on. Those Muslim brothers and sisters, while the sun is up, whilst they're airborne and they're breaking their fast because they say the country they left or the country they're going to, day is sunset, their fast is broken and qada is compulsory. It's wrong. Therefore, jahalat, ignorance, is a curse in Islam. Remember that. So we all must learn every day something new. In Islam, open maqasid hasana bi allama sakhawi rahimahullah man istawa yawmahu fawa maqboon. If a person's 2 days are equal, your yesterday and today are equal, you didn't learn something new, is a wasted day in your lifetime. So every day we must learn something new. New about Quran Sharif, about Sunnah Mubarakah, about Sahaba, about the Awliyaullah, our glorious history, about Gaza, and the list goes on and on. So that is what Islam teaches us. Thank you, Roger. I really appreciate it.
Mukhtisab, if one doesn't have any money to pay Sadqatul Fitr, what can one do since fast will not be acceptable without it? Say someone gives me some fitra money and then I also give it away since I can't afford to get my own. Is that permissible?
My brother, everybody can pay fitra. What is fitra? Quran. So fitra is shortcut. The term is sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it in the noble Quran. Qad aflaha man tazakka. Indeed, that person is successful. Man tazakka, who paid his zakatul fitr, his sadaqatul fitr. Wadhakara asma rabbihi faswalla. And then the night of Eid, according to Shafi's, Hanbalis, and them, the day of Eid, you make zikr of Almighty Allah. You glorify the name of Allah. Hadith in Tabarani, zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. While you walking, going in your vehicle to the Eidgah, to the masjid, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, faswalla, and then you perform your Eid Salat, Eidul Fitr Salat. Chapter number 87 and verses number 14 and 15. Your surah, Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la. So there you will find it, the thubut and the proof for Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat, Bulughul Maram, Musnad Ahmad, An Ibn Abbasin radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Abbas, who passed away in the year 68 in Taif, Muhammad bin Hanafiyah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, who's a Tabi'i successor, performed his Salatul Janazah. He states, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it compulsory, and all four schools say it's compulsory, that you must pay the zakat al-fitr, the sadaqat al-fitr. Why? Tuhrat al-lissa'im min al-laghwi wa rafath. It is a means of purification. Remember the wrong we saw, the wrong we heard, the wrong things we spoke about, and so forth. And if you know, sometimes husband, wife, busy a little bit, hanky-panky business also. So not going all the way, but doing certain things not so right also. So that will purify and all that, and it will be a compensation. وَتُؤْمَتَ لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. And it will empower our poor Muslim people. So at least they also on Eid, they can have a nice, sumptuous breakfast, lunch. They can have some nice clothes for themselves and their children. So that is the wisdom of it and so forth. Your mistake you're making, my brother, you or sister, you're thinking that you must pay with money. That's wrong. You go in your house now. Look at how many clothing you got there that are extra. How many shoes and sandals you got are extra. How many pots and pans you got there are extra. How many things are extra in your house? So you go to the poor Muslim person and you just give it to him. I went now to the masjid and this one youngster was next to me. I asked him, you sitting for itikaf? They sit for the whole month. He said, yeah. So I told him, you must meet me Isha time, I'll be there. So we must try and help, remember that. You can see the people are really struggling and so forth. If you got the cash, mashallah. You don't have the cash, so you give in kind. So why? So now you say no, somebody must give me zakat and then I will pay it. But no, fitrah is compulsory upon you already. You must take everything you got extra and then you will see. So you don't have to pay in cash. You can pay in kind also. All the fish you got there in the cupboard there in Durban, that the sardine season is starting now. How many sardines you got there in your tins and all that there in the, so all that you can give, how many biscuits you got, so all those type of things you can give. It's just 40 rand. Some ulama say 30, 35, we say 40 because we want, you must pay more also. So that is what Islam teaches us, brother.
We have this question about Dua Jamila. Where did it originate from? It was told to us to read it on the 15th of Shaban. Is this dua from the Quran or Hadith? A general question. Is making dua not also considered bidat as it was not there before?
Remember that the problem with the ummah today is this. Sometimes we engross ourselves and engage ourselves in certain things which certain people suggested. So dua jamila, if you look at the words, I won't say all, but majority of the words are okay. But if you look at the last page and the amount of virtues they mention, so many had sawab and all lies, all that, all fabrications. So that is the point I'm making. You must remember, there's no such thing. You must read Dua Jamila on the 15th of Ramadan. And you must read the du'as in the Quran Sharif. All the Rabbanas, you know, you got 40 Rabbana. Read all that. Read Durood Sharif. Go open the du'a kitab. If you know Arabic, go open Sunan Nasai. He's got the biggest chapter on Kitabul Isti'adha. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection from 65 different chapters Al-Imam Nasai rahimahullah brought. So that what is sunnah, we're not doing. And that what is man-made, we're doing and placing so much emphasis on it. When we take people man-made du'as and we elevate it to the rank of sunnah or compulsory, then without a shadow of doubt, it becomes bid'ah and innovation. Last question.
Sir, how do you differentiate the difference between Jewish and Islamic dates, the fruit date?
Remember that we as Muslims, our calendar, my brother, it started from time immemorial. Go see the reference chapter number 9 and verse number 36. So you will find Almighty Allah teaches us, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. That verily the amount and the number of months are 12. And when did Almighty Allah decree this? Fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardh. The day Allah created the universe, Allah decreed that, and Allah Ta'ala may prescribe it, there will be 12 lunar months. You jutlas, your people's, it's not like ours all the time. Therefore, your certain festivals are only between this month and that month. So now when you look at it, you lose the use the lunar month, and then you use the solar month sometimes as well. So you'll try and merge both and so forth. You look at your Rosh Hashanah, you look at your Yom Kippur, you look at all this there. It's not like ours. You must remember, because you have distorted everything in your religion and so forth. Story time. Yesterday, I had to go to Clicks to pick something up, you know, some medication, whatever. So that guy there, he looked at me, he said, sir, how are you? I said, come here, African brother. So I told him, you know me, I'm Sulman, I'm Muslim. He said, no, I know, I can see you. I said, you fasting, brother? He said, no, if I fast, I will just collapse. I said, you see me, I'm an old man, I'm fasting. He said, yes, I can see. So then I said, come here, I want to whisper something into your ear. I said, me, I want to make you Sulman. I want to make you Muslim. and after I make you Muslim, I'm going to circumcise you, and then you will have a lot of strength. He took out his hand, he said, you made my day, sir, you made my day. When I was leaving again, he came to shake, you see. So that is how we give the message of Islam to one and all, not the Jutla message or the Christian message or the Hindu message, all zigzag business. We give a straight message to one and all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.